Vivica A. Fox. Are you familiar with her?
Sure, yeah.
Very lovely lady. She was the one that was in the Independence Day, right?
Yeah, she was Will Smith's girlfriend, fiance, whatever.
She was on the show. She's how old, by the way?
She's pretty old. I would have to imagine that she's probably around 46.
She wishes. Vivica A. Fox is 51.
Oh, okay.
And she may have called 50 Cent gay during her appearance on Watch What Happens Live.
I could see that.
Which is what Andy Cohen. You could see 50 Cent being gay?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why? You just, too?
Yeah.
Why?
Too pretty for me.
No, just the way he carries himself and the stuff that he does. Oh, I, like, if somebody was like, oh, yeah, 50 Cent's gay. Yeah, oh, yeah, I could see that.
I think it is just because there's all these rumors about Dr. Dre and Eminem and now 50 Cent.
Eminem? Nobody ever said anything about Eminem.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember when Eminem was big, there was the whole rumor about him and Dr. Dre doing stuff with each other.
If I was poor and I had a kid and I lived in Detroit and Dr. Dre was like, let me tell you something, you get over, I'd be like,
exactly.
Yeah. She was on the show Watch What Happens Live on November 8th when Andy Cohen asked about her ex, 50 Cent's, recent homophobic comments that he made about the television show Empire. She said she suggested that he is no homophobe because he's gay himself.
Oh.
Things got real after Andy asked Vivica her thoughts on 50's comments blaming the Empire season 2 ratings. He said it was because of all the quote gay stuff, and she said, "You know, the pot calling the kettle black is all I'm saying."
Oh.
So she made it appear that 50 Cent was in fact gay. I have the audio here, but I don't know how great it is, but we'll watch it together. That's not it. That's Walk the Moon. Stand by. I have it right here. This is. I don't watch the show. Do you watch the show? It seems like something that'd be right up your alley.
What happens?
Watch what happens.
No,
live.
I don't. I watch everything live, so I don't need to recap it.
Okay, I do know that every once in a while they have celebrities on, and
a ton of celebrities on there.
But they ask them three questions, and they can only not answer one of them or something like that. And they've gotten a couple of good answers out of people like that. Here it is. Here's the audio.
Thoughts when 50 Cent blamed the second season ratings dip on gay stuff.
First of all. You know, the pot calling the kettle black is all I'm saying.
Ooh. The pot calling the kettle black.
And Andy Cohen got a boner.
Whoa. That was some tea. That was major shade.
Pot calling the kettle black. So, I mean, you're not insinuating that
he's gay?
Scent is...
So what's the follow-up? What happened after that?
It looks like she just did a hair flip.
she stared at them.
Well, she said he asked about that it was a shocking insinuation, and she said, I don't think there'll be backlash because I think I speak the truth. So now 50 Cent has responded.
His response is the best.
On Twitter, like he usually does.
Okay.
He showed a fat old picture of Vivica Fox. And it says, everybody hit up this cougar. She's single and ready to mingle. 1-800-GRANNY desperate for attention. Extension, I'm washed up.
That was Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, he is different from 50 Cent in the rap world.
I'm familiar with that. They're two different people. He must have retweeted it because they're showing this.
Well, because 50 Cent, I don't know how much I can actually say of what he actually went on.
You can say it. Don't curse.
Oh, no. Now she thinks I'm gay because I let her lick my...
Oh, yeah, okay.
LMAO. Wait, I didn't want her to. She forced me. My hands were tied. 50 Shades of Grey.
So, evidently, 50 Cent, according to him, Vivica gave 50 Cent the la, 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 la in the...
Yep.
And that's what that's why she's saying that he's gay.
Oh, man.
That's not gay, I can tell you that.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah. Right, Spanish?
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah. When Spanish says it to me, it's not gay at all.
Oh, yeah, now we're talking.
You two talking about it is not helping the case.
Don't make it weird. It doesn't have to be.
I would think out of anybody, Eminem does seem like he'd be the gayest out of any rapper.
Yeah.
He really, first of all, I think Lil Wayne would be too, because Lil Wayne's so tiny. Like, everybody would grab him and be like, okay, let's wrestle with Lil Wayne.
Clearly, Eminem's gay. Melt in your mouth, not yours.
No, wait a second. 50 Cent, I don't know anything about. But Eminem, I don't see any signs of them being gay at all.
I don't know.
But here's why I think it might be true about Dre, because you hear it once, you hear it twice, you hear it like four or five times, you go, there's something to it there.
I just think every, like, you know, psychology show I've seen on Discovery Channel, they always say that people that project, you know, have these inside conflicts. So it wouldn't surprise me if Eminem was gay simply based on the fact that he's constantly bashing,
he's not bashing the
homosexual culture.
Why is he bashing?
He used to.
Yeah, he used to.
But he doesn't bash him as much as he says the word.
The Marshall Mathers LP is so the F word with some rap around it. Yeah. It's just him calling gay people the F word and then... My mama, blah, 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 spaghetti on my
He's
sweater.
Very mad. He's very mad at his mother.
Yeah, well, not anymore. If you listen to his new album, which I have his new album, and he has this whole apology song, and I was so young and immature.
That's why I don't listen anymore. I only like angry Eminem. Yeah. I only like angry, am I gay Eminem.
Remember when he did the song Stan, and his wife was locked in the trunk, and he was going to murder her? Like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, that's a really good song.
In the song, he drives her off of a bridge, and she drowns.
Yeah, well, he should acknowledge his fans.
Yeah, well, you know.
Put that on him. I think that there might be some truth to this 50 Cent thing because it's not the first time it came up.
I think all of them, they do stuff with each other.
I think the whole, no offense to rappers, but I think the whole rap thing seems gay. Like, oh, look at my shiny jewelry all the time. I got a shiny, my necklace is bigger than yours. I got a shinier watch than yours.
Fashion, they all got fashion.
Yeah, I got my own pants line, my own thong
line. Not Kanye, though, because Kanye's fashion line is like UPS clothes.
Yeah, it's
Have
really
Have you seen
weird.
That? Yeah. He's just like brown pants, brown shirt.
They look comfortable, though. Like, his sweatpants are like $400.
You know, looks comfortable, Sinbad, but you don't dress like him. Sinbad's got the most comfortable pants on.
Yeah, he does.
It's like one of those Swami genies. Like, oh, these pants are fantastic. 727-579-1025. Hector. Hello, Hector.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, the show this week, this Friday is the Brandon O'Brien, not the Carol Wood.
Did I say Carol Wood?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, Brandon O'Brien. Sorry. Sometimes... Uh-huh. I say so many things, it doesn't come out right.
No problem. I'm looking forward to it. We're ready for it, and looking to see you guys soon. So.
All right, pal. We'll see you out there. Brandon O'Brien. I'm sorry if I screwed that up earlier. Don't worry, Carmen. I'll get the phones. Mike, how the show, though?
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Mike about Dr. Dre.
Hold on a second, sir. Are you on Pinterest over there? What's going on? You're not playing show today?
No, I'm sorry. I'm doing the footballs. Stuff, scores, stats.
You don't do that before we start the show?
I normally do one of them, and then that way I just have to go through. It's Monday. It's very
busy. A lot of adding in there.
Also, Joey, can you put the camera back on Carmen? Are you finishing your makeup, or what's going on?
Oh, I think your makeup looks good.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I just saw you were tilted, then I saw it. I thought it was just one eye was done.
No.
Mm-mm, she got her cat eyes on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I'm sorry. Go ahead about Dr. Dre. Hello, sir.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. You were talking about Dr. Dre. Did you ever see a picture of him in his band before or his musical group before NWA? He was wearing some pretty flamboyant outfits.
Yeah, see?
Then.
Boom.
Really?
He had like glitter suits on,
well,
didn't he?
Yeah, but also in the NWA movie, they show that because he was like DJing and doing the stuff, and the owner of the club made them wear like these satin jackets.
Yeah.
That's the way it was portrayed in the movie. I don't know whether that's true.
Alligator skin pants.
Yeah.
It looks very weird.
No, I remember that scene in the movie, but I didn't see any picture of it. I'll go Google it and find out now. Look, just because a man likes to wear flamboyant clothes does not make him gay either.
But,
Spanish.
I mean, you know, it just seems like all these things are pointing to that he might be gay. And just, you know, we should at least acknowledge that it could be that he's gay.
Hey, it's on you. It's between you and Dre.
Okay.
I don't really care. 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. Wouldn't you think, though, that he would sue her if he wasn't gay?
You would think so, yeah.
Or if he's like me, where you don't care what anybody thinks, and you're like, yeah, okay, good. Now everybody thinks I'm gay.
But isn't that like their whole, like a rapper, isn't it all their reputation and their street cred? Isn't that kind of like their thing?
Yeah, but think about it. Gay is better than broke in the rap world. You'd rather be gay than be broke, right?
Be Rick
right?
Ross.
Everybody was talking about him being broke before this. Now we're just talking about him liking other guys.
Yeah, boy, is he far from broke now with the Beats stuff. Yeah. That made him rich.
Dr. Dre, no, we're talking about 50 Cent, oh. Yeah.
50 should be rich, too, because he's got all that vitamin water money, so I don't know how he blew all that.
Yeah, I think if they were gay, they should come out, and you say, you know, you don't care, but it could be huge, especially in the hip-hop community, if there were gay rappers that were doing all this, because, I mean, they could be role models for other people.
If they were, in fact, gay, I believe they should come out, but I don't believe that Dr. Dre or 50 Cent necessarily... I mean, it's a possibility. Why are we still talking about
I don't know.
There
we're
you go.
Fantasizing now. It's not even we're on the air still. It's just hey, let's
Vivica Fox. All we found out is that Vivica Fox put her mouth on the place where 50 Cent goes to the bathroom. Yeah. That's what we found out. That's what he said.
Or he makes his deposits.
Yeah. No. With yeah, deposits. Yeah, not withdrawals.
It's funny.
Did you talk about 50 Cent still having a fragment of a bullet left in his tongue?
What?
So it helps with his pleasuring
other
skills.
Guys. Yeah.
In his tongue?
It's all yeah. coming together. He didn't want to get because you know what they say: if you're a guy and you have your tongue pierced, you'll do that. Well, now he can do that without getting his tongue pierced.
There's actually audio of him talking about it's your number one, where he says,
"Oh, I haven't."
Yeah, he's talking. Because you know he was shot like 9 times.
He was,
and there was a couple of times he was shot actually in the face.
In the face,
and he's still alive. That blows my mind.
Yeah, but he's been shot in the face a lot.
Where were you shot?
Most of them in the legs. Like I hit my hand and I got hit in the face. So like a fragment portion of it is in my tongue. So it kind of changed the way I speak a little bit. Like
and you're rapping as well.
Still, yeah,
what is it still in your tongue?
Can you see it?
Yeah, it's great for oral sex.
Is it?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. I didn't hear that. Good to know.
Make sure you keep that bit in the show.
Yeah. Let me just make a note of that.
I'm a better man now.
But is it like a lump? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Let's have a feel, 50.
Oh, is that Sharon Osbourne?
No.
She loves Black Willies.
English product.
I've washed my hands.
Make sure old sex and then you're going to put your finger in my mouth, huh?
Oh, no, stop it.
Hello, Fiddy.
Go have a look. Have a look.
Oh, yeah, I can feel it.
Oh, boy. Well, now we know what Fiddy likes.
I thought black guys don't do that. They don't take trips south on chicks. That's
it wasn't a chick.
That's what they say.
Yeah, so that's why he has it stone his tongue.
That's from the Graham Norton show in the UK.
Mm-hmm. It did well over here. Oh, no, it didn't.
Was it on over here?
Yeah, remember they had it on Comedy Central, and they were blowing it up. They had, like, all kind of commercials and advertising for it, and it just didn't work.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want to see that.
Nope.
We don't need... Hello.
You can be famous anywhere else. If you're not famous in America, you're not famous.
Nobody cares.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true. There was... We did the list of comedians, the highest paid comedians, and they were all... We knew them except for the one, and we're like, what's this guy? It was from England. The guy's making millions and millions of dollars. None of us ever heard of him.
By the way, the most popular comedian in Beirut, Pete Corielli, is going to be on the show tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Nice.
Is that where it was?
Lebanon.
Yeah, so... Good for him.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.